Screen Directors Playhouse. Stars, Margaret Truman, James Stewart. Production, Jackpot. Director, Walter Lang.
This is the Screen Directors Playhouse, one of the weekly features on NBC's All-Star Festival of Comedy, Music, Mystery, and Drama. Brought to you by RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, first in television, by Chesterfield, the only cigarette that gives you mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste, the cigarette that brings you Bing Crosby and Bob Hope, and by the makers of Anacin for fast relief from the pain of headache, neuritis, and neuralgia. Tonight, on the anniversary of our 100th broadcast, the Screen Directors Playhouse is pleased to present that hilarious motion picture comedy hit, Jackpot. And here are our stars, Miss Margaret Truman and Mr. James Stewart.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Good evening. Tonight's story, Jackpot, is a comedy that deals with the trials and tribulations of the Lawrence family. It's a satire on the many giveaway programs offering thousands of dollars, fabulous amounts, to the average American family. Winning one is an adventure that is rather unforgettable, as we will soon see. But before we begin, here's Jimmy Wallington.
And here's a word from RCA Victor. Last week, the curtain went up on the 75th anniversary of the National Baseball League and the 50th anniversary of the American League. There's no better way to celebrate than by enjoying at first hand the thrills and the clean sportsmanship of baseball today. Baseball today, it's the American way. Of course, the next best thing to a seat in the stands is a seat in front of a 19-inch RCA Victor television. RCA Victor's new extra-powerful picture pickup gives you the best possible reception everywhere. You know RCA Victor television is most in demand, but here's really important news. RCA Victor 19-inch television is available. It's on display now at dealer stores. So insist on the best. Insist on seeing 19-inch million-proof television by RCA Victor. When you do, you'll agree, inch for inch, your best buy in television is RCA Victor 19-inch. Now, the first act of the Screen Directors Playhouse presentation of Jackpot, starring Margaret Truman as Amy and James Stewart in his original role of Bill.
Yes, ain't we got fun? We're the Lawrences of Glenville, Indiana. I'm Amy, the voice on the left. And on the right, that good-looking, manly tenor is my husband, Bill. And between us, to complete our family quartet, is my teenage daughter, Phyllis, and my young son, Tommy. On this happy note, we all went to bed last night. And on this happy note, we all arose this morning. Bill, wake up.
Come on, up. Oh, gee whiz. I wish you had waited just two more minutes.
Why?
Well, I was just about to make a choice.
A choice about what?
I was having a dream.
About me?
Well, you were kind of a part of it. It was before we were married, and I had to make up my mind. I could go to the North Pole with Admiral Byrd, or I could marry you.
Uh-huh. And what did you decide?
Well, I didn't. You woke me up.
Oh. You mean you had some doubts?
Well, I don't know. Just a dream, you know. Well, I better start getting dressed. Amy, how long have we been married?
We're having an anniversary in 2 weeks, and you were there for the wedding. Figure it out for yourself.
Amy, are you happy?
At 7:30 in the morning? What kind of a question is that?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I was just thinking about us. You know, this is it, Amy. The pattern's all set. You and me and the kids. This is it. I'm never going to the North Pole with Admiral Byrd.
Byrd went to the South Pole.
Well, this time he was going to the North Pole. He had some kind of a defroster or something. Anyway, what difference does it make? I'm never going to get there anyway. I'll just go on working at Woodruff's department store. You'll go on raising the kids. One day we'll be old and nothing will have happened.
Is that what made you think about us?
No, no. No, dear. I love you. I love the kids. But
I want to go to the North Pole.
Yes. Why not?
Well, because for one thing, dressed as you are, you'd freeze to death. Say, Bill, remind me to remind you not to forget to bring home a case of club soda tonight. You know, tonight's
Wednesday. Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The gang's coming over to play Monopoly, yeah. Every Wednesday, week in, week out, we play Monopoly, yeah. I know. Amy, listen to me. Let's be daring. Next week, let's play on Thursday. No, it should be too much of a shock for everybody.
Including you. Now, how about shocking yourself into remembering to come home on time, huh? Dinner is served promptly at 6:30, sir.
Hello, Amy, darling.
Why, Bill, you're home early. What's the occasion?
Well, I couldn't wait to tell you the good news.
Oh, you've been promoted, a vice presidency.
Now, hold on, Amy. No, it hasn't happened yet. Maybe in the next 3 weeks.
I don't understand.
Well, Mr. Woodruff said whoever comes in with the best idea how to increase our business volume, that's the one who'll get the job. Here, I'll get it. Hello.
Hello, New York is calling Mr. William J. Lawrence.
Well, New York? This is William J. Lawrence.
This is the Federal Broadcasting System, Mr. Lawrence. Will you be at home tonight between 9 and 10 o'clock to listen to Name the Mystery Husband on the Federal Broadcasting System?
Well,
Your telephone number has been selected as one of those to be called during the program tonight. You'll have a chance at the $24,000 jackpot.
Well, I...
Good! Now, please don't use your phone between 9 and 10 so the line will be open for us when we call.
Well, I...
Thank you.
Well, I'll be darned.
Who was that on the phone?
That was the Federal Broadcasting System, and they want me to be home between 9 and 10 so that I can name the mystery husband and win the $24,000 jackpot.
Oh, feeling pretty good, aren't you? Get the ice out for me, will you, dear? Who was it?
Who? Well, it was Mabel Spooner pretending she's a radio station. Of course, I went along with the gag. I told her I'd be home.
Are you sure it was Mabel Spooner?
Mabel Spooner, yeah, sure.
What did you say the name of the program was?
Name the Mystery Husband.
And win the $1 trillion jackpot.
No, it was a $24,000 jackpot.
What, Tommy?
Well, I don't know what you win, Mom, but it's something fierce. Can I stay up and listen to it?
Bill, are you sure it wasn't the Federal Broadcasting System that called you?
I don't know.
Gee, did they call us?
Well, somebody called us, son.
Wait, do you know the answer?
No, I don't.
Oh, gee, Dad, why you...
Now, Tommy, don't get excited.
Oh, but Mom...
No, it's just some of our friends trying to play a joke on you.
That's right, Tommy. No, that's just a gag.
Now go on and wash your face before we eat.
Gee whiz, what kind of a thing is that to joke about? You sure?
I'm positive.
Are you?
I don't know. Hey, Amy, why would the broadcasting company call me?
Well, they just take a number out of the book.
Oh, no, the odds are 1 in 10 million. Why did they call me just as soon as I got home? Why didn't they call me this afternoon? No, it's Mabel Spoon. She knew I was at the store. Well, as soon as I hear her voice, I'll know.
Oh.
Engel, now come over here. Mm-hmm. Now, I want you to repeat after me.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Federal Broadcasting System.
This is the Federal Broadcasting System.
That's not her, Amy.
Excuse me, everybody. Just a minute.
Bill, come into the kitchen. I want to talk to you privately.
Sure, darling.
Bill, we have to do something about this.
Do something about what?
Try to find out who the mystery husband is.
Oh, now, Amy, if we win, we win. If we lose, what's the difference? Everybody's having a lot of fun.
Fun? Bill Lawrence, I don't get you at all. You work a full year at Woodruff's for $7,500, and here you have a chance to win $24,000, and you don't even lift your finger to do anything about it.
Well, what do you want me to do, honey?
Well, Walter Winchell's always giving tips on the jackpot programs. Maybe somebody knows who the mystery husband is.
Oh.
Well, maybe somebody in radio, maybe.
I don't know anybody in radio.
Well, don't we know somebody who might know somebody?
Well, look, it's too late anyway, Amy. Look, it's 7:45 right now. The program goes on for 45 minutes.
Wait. I got it. Hank Summers.
What about him?
Newspaper man.
Well, he won't be back from New York till tomorrow.
Call him.
New York? Oh, that's long distance.
Call him.
Okay. Oh, operator. New York, the Bijou Hotel, Mr. Hank Summers. Person to person. Amy, that's going to cost $10. That don't make sense. What?
But it does make sense. $24,000 worth. Suppose Woodruff doesn't make you vice president. Who cares?
Yeah, $24,000.
Hello?
Hank? Hello, Hank. Hey, this is Bill Lawrence. Hey, who's the mystery husband?
Me. I haven't seen my wife in 12 years.
That's a pretty good one. Name the mystery husband. I'm a contestant now.
Well, I don't know for sure, but they're saying it's Harry James or Artie Shaw.
Harry James or Bernard Shaw?
Artie Shaw.
Artie Shaw. Is he married?
Silly boy. The government hasn't frozen wives as yet. Now, look, pal, don't blame me if it isn't either one of them. Might be some third guy we never even heard of.
Yeah, I know, Hank. Well, thanks a lot, Hank. I'll see you when you get home. So long.
What did he say? Who is it?
Oh, boy, we're in, Amy. We can't lose.
He told you who the mystery husband is?
He sure did. We can't lose. That's definite.
Well, who is it?
Well, it's either Harry James or Artie Shaw. Or somebody else.
Oh.
Now let's eavesdrop on a couple of old pals.
Say, Bing, you got a minute?
Oh, sure, Bob. I got all the time in the world.
Don't tell me you own that, too.
Oh, never mind that stuff. Get to work, will you?
Okay. Folks, Better Tasting Chesterfield is the only cigarette that combines for you mildness with no unpleasant aftertaste. And you can prove that yourself. Just make our mildness test. Buy Chesterfields, then open them and enjoy that milder, mellow aroma. Now light one up, and you'll know Chesterfield's milder because it smokes milder. And Chesterfield leaves no unpleasant aftertaste. That fact has been confirmed by the country's first and only cigarette taste panel.
Yes, mildness and no unpleasant aftertaste are what you and I and every smoker wants.
Hurry up, Dad. Here comes the music.
Buy Chesterfield, Chesterfield, the one that proves its case. Yes, Chesterfields are milder, plus no aftertaste.
Oh-ho, open a pack and give them a sniff.
Then you'll smoke them.